Wall Street's golden couple is falling apart. After years of broken promises and lonely nights, Alessandra has reached her breaking point. When Dominic misses their carefully planned anniversary trip to see DC's cherry blossoms, the one date she had insisted was non-negotiable, something finally snaps within her. That night, she leaves her wedding ring beside their photo and walks away from 10 years of marriage. Despite their sprawling Upper East Side apartment and financial security, Alessandra has been profoundly alone, making excuses for Dominic's absences at family gatherings, dinner parties, and even her father's funeral. Their relationship has deteriorated into separate bedtimes, meals eaten in different rooms, and conversations that never venture beyond scheduling. When Dominic tracks her to a boutique hotel in Greenwich Village, her words stop his world. "I want a divorce." Despite his desperate pleas to change, Alessandra stands firm. She's made too many excuses, held on too long, and now needs to reclaim herself. Their love story began at Thayer University when Alessandra became Dominic's English composition tutor. Despite initial suspicion, he was drawn to her genuine warmth. She proved exceptionally perceptive, discovering Dominic worked best with natural light and visual aids, accommodations for his undiagnosed dyslexia that others had missed. Their sessions at Frankie's Diner became a ritual, meeting late at night when fluorescent lights dimmed and coffee grew cold. The quiet buzz created a cocoon of intimacy around their corner booth, with scattered papers serving as pretense for their growing connection. After graduation, their relationship blossomed. Dominic secretly learned Portuguese to impress Alessandra's Brazilian family. For her 24th birthday, unable to afford grand gestures, he crafted hundreds of paper flowers from pages of her favorite novels, promising real roses someday. Their love was built on meaningful moments, late-night conversations about hopes and fears, shared dreams on diner napkins, and whispered promises of forever. After separating, both struggle with reinvention. Alessandra moves in with Sloan, growing her pressed flower business, Floria Designs. She finds an ideal retail space in Nomad, with exposed brick and large windows, her chance to create something truly her own. Dominic, unable to bear their memory-filled penthouse, practically lives at his office, working exhaustive hours until friends confront him about his role in their failed relationship. Feeling overwhelmed by memories of Dominic throughout New York, Alessandra escapes to Brazil, staying with her brother Marcelo. Fate intervenes when she spots a familiar figure at her favorite beachfront cafe, Dominic, in casual linen shorts, supposedly on vacation. They repeatedly cross paths in Buzio's intimate streets. Each encounter reveals a transformed Dominic, who savors meals instead of checking emails, and shows genuine interest in her photography. During dinner overlooking the harbor, he confesses, "I want you back, Als, not just as my wife, but as my partner. Somewhere between board meetings and billion-dollar deals, I forgot how to be your husband." He proposes starting fresh. "Let me learn you again. What makes you laugh, that full belly laugh I haven't heard in years?" After returning to New York, Alessandra agrees to one date with Dominic, but establishes clear boundaries. They aren't back together, and she's free to see others. He flies her to Florianópolis, her favorite Brazilian destination, where they share local cuisine at an eco-resort overlooking Praia do Centeno. Rather than flaunting wealth, Dominic reveals vulnerability, sharing painful stories about his foster brother Roman and their falling out. These glimpses begin softening Alessandra's walls. They explore local markets where she haggles in Portuguese while he samples street food with unusual openness. When they capsize their canoe in a hidden lagoon, shock transforms into playful laughter across the water. Their kiss tastes of salt water and possibility. The peaceful interlude ends when Alessandra learns her store has flooded before its grand opening. As she frantically searches for flights, Dominic arranges his private jet. At her devastated store, Alessandra breaks down, and Dominic embraces her, showing through actions that she doesn't have to face this crisis alone. After the flood, Alessandra quickly shifts from despair to determination. Dominic unexpectedly rearranges his schedule to help with cleanup alongside Aiden, her landlord. The men maintain a facade of friendliness around Alessandra while trading subtle jabs. Dominic finds unexpected solace in the physical labor after years in executive roles. When cleanup concludes, over Chinese takeout, Alessandra addresses their Brazil kiss. She admits enjoying it, but confesses her fears. He broke her heart, and she hasn't dated anyone else in 10 years. Though pained, Dominic promises to wait. "I'd let you break my heart 1,000 times if it meant one day you might find your way back to me." As Alessandra begins dating, Dominic struggles with jealousy but keeps his distance until he overhears Dalton Campbell planning to secretly record sex with her. Enraged, Dominic breaks Dalton's nose with threats of worse. When Alessandra confronts him and learns why, something shifts between them. Their passionate kiss ignites a reconnection neither can deny. When a whistleblower exposes massive fraud at DBG, Dominic sees his chance to make history as the youngest person to acquire a major bank. He mobilizes his team immediately, despite promising to attend Alessandra's flagship store opening, an event representing years of her work. As Friday night stretches into Saturday, Dominic races to complete the deal, but remembers his therapist's advice about showing up for pivotal moments and heads for the elevator. The elevator stops unexpectedly. Roman appears with a gun, revealing he's working for powerful clients who want the DBG deal buried. "They've got my family. If I don't stop you here, they'll kill them and then come for both of us." Meanwhile, Alessandra's grand opening becomes the season's most talked about event, but her triumph sours as midnight passes with no sign of Dominic. When he finally arrives after everyone has left, he explains the evening's events and his decision to withdraw from the deal to save their lives. She recognizes his sacrifice, and together they begin planning their next moves, facing threats as partners rather than adversaries. After the crisis, they rebuild their life with new priorities in a West Village brownstone. Dominic establishes the Ehrlich Scholarship Fund at Thayer University, providing full rides to students annually. On Alessandra's birthday, he takes her to DC to revisit meaningful places from their past. Watching a young family, she expresses her desire for children, a conversation dormant since early marriage. 4 months later, Dominic proposes in their garden with a golden rose, promising to always hear her over his ambition and make his greed be for their love rather than corporate success. At their rooftop wedding reception, Alessandra reveals her pregnancy by declining champagne. Dominic's glass shatters with realization before he embraces her joyfully. Their hearts bear scars that will never fully disappear, but they glow with each new day. They've learned that true success isn't measured in deals or dollars, but in their shared love and the life they build together.